Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
All this week, Boston Public Schools are holding their annual observances of the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The civil rights leader was assassinated 44 years ago this week on April 4, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on some of the lectures and performances from this year's events, including reflections of some local students on the legacy of Dr. King.
Students in grades 1 through 3 from the Holmes Elementary School leading off a segment honoring Dr. King's spirit. They were among the hundreds of students of all races from all across Boston, ranging in age from 5 to 18, who gathered at the John Hancock Hall in downtown Boston with greetings and a challenge from Superintendent Carol Johnson.
And what it really is, it's about making sure all of you understand that you, one person, can make a difference.
Dr. King grew up in a time of white and colored drinking fountains, restrictions blocking the black vote, untold cases of police brutality, de facto support for the KKK and its reign of terror, when injustice literally prevailed. But he had a vision. Nora Tony is principal of the Ellison Parks Early Education School.
You teach about his life legacy, what he believed in, how he lived his life, starting out as a child, just as they are, and how he always just had this passion for doing the right thing, doing God's will, and just how it just transcended his whole life.
Sometimes teachers say they teach from the headlines. Edward Brewster, a humanities teacher at the Lilla Frederick Middle School, says the Trayvon Martin case involving an unarmed black teenager shot and killed in Florida became a teaching point.
I know the kids, especially in my class, the seventh graders, had a lot of questions, so I decided to actually talk about the issue. We had a conversation about it, so it was more like a history lesson, connecting what happened in the past with what's going on now.
Raymond Barreau was one of the performers. The freshman at the West Roxbury Academy presented an original work about lessons found in a family tree. He says he's reminded daily of the need for him to be aware. He gets what's become known as the talk all the time.
Yes, my mother, 24/7, she's always on my butt, you know, always talking, always preaching about life. She talks about anything that comes into her mind, you know.
Duncan Malone, a junior at the John D. O'Brien School of Math and Science, says he gets a similar message from his parents. The talk, he says, is
go out there, do your schoolwork, have a good education, and you'll do fine in life. If I'm stopped, do what they say.
There's always going to be a racial profiling everywhere you go. It's just the way people are brought up.
Christian Ransom is also a junior at the O'Brien School of Math and Science.
My parents brought me up to being young, respectful, respect your elders. Don't do anything that you wouldn't do when you're around your parents.
Dr. King's famous words by kindergartners from the Nathan Hale School. They were joined by Holland School fifth grader Nave Langford.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
By Martin Luther King way of saying we should be judged by the content of our character, I believe nowadays that's actually more true than back then. But I still believe there's some kind of judgment of somebody's skin color. But it's not as serious as before, but it's still, I don't know how to say, it's still there.
Connor McTavish is another O'Brien student.
I feel like we have come a long way from back then. Back then, race was a lot stronger and the problem was a lot bigger. But I feel nowadays we still have it. The problem is still there because even without us knowing it, we stereotype people. We put people into groups.
West Roxbury Academy student Heron Lugo used the music of John Lennon to make his case.
Now you may say I'm a dreamer.
Racism is not gone, not completely gone. There's still some out there, but it's a problem we can fix, but it'll take time.
That final message from high school junior Duncan Malone was echoed by other students who say the nation is still learning from lessons from the past. From 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.